Blog Talk Radio.
The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise, and behold a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened to your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I the Lord have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord.
Israel, he took me out of darkness and put me in his marvelous light. And if you could relate to that, this song's for you.
Every time I think about all he's done, how he changed my life and made it so much better, I'm just in awe. It's so amazing, yeah, yeah. Many times I was down on my knees crying, looking for the answer, but I couldn't find it at all, yeah. But he always came on time and made it right.
Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, as well as your servant, Sister Georgia. Today, family, is, let's see, April 27, 2015. Once again, we're getting ready to get back into our Father's Word. We're going to go into a topic that many have been waiting for, And I want to make sure that we get into this topic. I want to make sure that everybody is being fed. We know that some people are more advanced in the word than others. Some are still haven't been weaned off the breast, as the scripture says. So I want to make sure that I give this lesson in a way that the ones who wanted this information, you can have it now. The others, you'll get a bit of it, and I pray you can understand it. But if not, go back through our archives, because I'm trying to build. So we're going to do shorter lessons. Today's lesson's title is Overview, Saved versus Salvation, and the Lake of Fire versus the Kingdom to Come. Okay? When we talk about saved, what is saved? Now, we're not talking about what the world teaches, but what is saved according to the Father's word in the Scriptures? And what is salvation according to the Father's word in the Scriptures? It's two different things. The Lake of Fire, you know, we watch TV today, we see, they will show us that there's this flaming lake fire and there's people jumping in and out screaming and gnashing their teeth and, you know, but is that what the scripture is giving understanding as the lake of fire? We're going to get into that. The kingdom to come, really all of this fits towards the end of the second earth age going into the third earth age, what we're going to be talking about today. I'm going to break it up in little pieces because I still want to go more deeper into the second earth age as well as fill out the blanks for the third earth age. But first, we're going to just break this down a little bit. With the time we have about 23 minutes left of the first half hour. 15 minutes that we'll be going to overtime. But I want to make sure that everybody's on the same page with what the scriptures are speaking of. And the reason why many can't get it is because of the 11. You can't get to understanding the ending unless you know the truth about the beginning, which is Genesis. It's plain and simple. If you understand that this book that we now know as the Bible, this book is our book. It's our history book because we are a spirit like our Father. This is a spiritual book for spiritual people. Many who are spiritually discerned, they try to decipher this book and they come up with nonsense, and that's basically what we've been getting in the world. But we're going to decipher this book by the Father's Spirit, and it's a big difference. You can't learn this. It's understanding that's given from the Father. But those who are in the Spirit, when I go over this, or shall I say plant the seed, and they seek the Father for the increase, they will be given the knowledge. Because the famine in the land family, many believe that the famine in the land means nobody's going to be speaking the truth. The famine in the land means if you have not been seeking the Father, then you only can seek him by the Spirit. The word will be preached, but to the ones who are spiritually discerned, they'll be going to and fro on the earth, and they will not be able to receive this truth. Because the Father did set things up. He left his word. He wanted everybody to study to show themselves approved unto him. Rightly divide this word. Come into the truth. Come into the Spirit. And then you'll have the understanding that much of what we have been taught has been lies, fables, doctrine of men and devils. You know? So we're going to break this down the right way. I'm probably going to have 3 or 4 mini parts because I don't think I'll be able to get through it all. And I want to make sure that there's no misunderstanding with this. But we're going to go through an overview of saved versus salvation, as well as the lake of fire versus the kingdom to come. So I welcome everyone to our lesson. Shabbat shalom. Welcome, welcome. Let's raise our hands and just give praise to our Heavenly Father family. Dear Heavenly Father, hallelujah. Praise you. We thank you for coming together, being able to come together, Father, just to say we love you, to say that we want to be obedient to your word. We come together in the Spirit seeking your truth, Father. Father, we thank you for your preserved word, and we ask for a blessing over the word as I speak your word by the Spirit, so that anyone under the sound of my voice as I reach your word, Father, that they are blessed by you. You give them the increase by the Spirit, Father. And Father, we just thank you, we praise you, in Yahushua's set apart name. We say hallelujah. Excuse me. Okay. I did try to have this lesson family this weekend, but Block Talk would not let me in. I couldn't post the show. I tried all day. I couldn't get in. So So we are having the lesson today, and just before trying to get in, once again, I didn't think I'd be able to get in, but I'm here, so let's get on with the lesson. Overview, saved versus salvation, lake of fire versus the kingdom to come. Now, I'm going to be giving the verses. I didn't open up the chat line because not too many people are using it anymore, so I figure you guys are getting very scriptures as well as a strong concordance. You can look this up on your own. I will have it in my show notes for the family members. But write down these scriptures and go back and read all of it, okay? But I'm going to be giving you segments so that we can get through most of this material. I want to take everybody to Romans 11 because it's written, beginning at verse 25 through 28, it says, "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away unrighteousness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake." So we know it is said, all Israel shall be saved. Many people don't know who Israel is. Many people don't understand words that are written in English, because I'm reading the same book out of the same book they're reading out of, but they will tell you this is talking about this. They'll say, well, it says man, it says woman. That's what it's talking about. They'll say Jew and Gentile, and then they'll make believe out of a fairy tale that it's talking about the Hebrews, that's the Jews, and then the Gentiles being all the nations of the world. That's 11. We know Romans 11 says that all Israel will be saved. We can go over to Romans 9, and it lets us know in the Father's Word, it says, excuse me, verses 6 and 7, "Not as though the word of our Father had taken non-effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel." Because this is about us. This book is about us. The ones that were sent from above, whether obedient spirits or disobedient spirits. That's another way of saying Jew and Gentile. A Jew in the scriptures are obedient of the Father. They're obedient spirits. This book ain't about nobody else but the Hebrews. Okay, those who were sent from above. That's a better way of saying it, because somebody's going to say, well, Sister Georgia, politically correct, what I'm saying is, listen, this book right here, if you have a spirit that was sent from above, you may not be operating out the spirit, but you're still the Father's. Those who are disobedient, they're called children of the devil, children of perdition. They're called tares in the Bible. But this book is talking about the children of the spirit. And in order to understand this, you got to know about Genesis. Many people want to overlook Genesis, but this is very important to get all this. You know, our Father is a spirit. We are spirits. Understand the spiritual understanding of his word. There was only one creation that was given the spirit, and it consisted of a male and a female named Adam and Eve that was formed on day seven. Day six was a male and a female never given a spirit. So we're seeing two different vessels on this earth right now. Many people don't know which one they belong to. Many people know which one they belong to, but then they try to bring in the non-spiritual beings in a place where they're never meant to go. So as long as you understand, if this book is a book of spirits, because this is from our Father who is a spirit, and we are spirits wrapped in flesh or in a vessel, this is our history book. This is talking about us. It tells us that all Israel will be saved. Then it tells us, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Twofold meaning there. You got children of the devil right there along with children of the Most High. But they all came from above. Some went into the way of Cain. Some just let the cares of the world overtake them. When the devil, as they say in the book, when this spirit tried them, they flunk the test, and they start worrying about the things of the world. They stay in the flesh. Although we're all in the flesh, they stay in the flesh. We operate out the spirit. So we see that this is a big difference in the book. All Israel, anybody who has a spirit from above will be saved. That is what the book says. Not like the world tells you, but you have to have a spirit. And if you have a spirit, whether you're an obedient spirit or a disobedient spirit, as if you're going to be a woman adorned for her husband, a bride adorned for her husband, or as if naked, or as if ashamed, or your garments blemished. If you're going to be a disobedient spirit, you will be saved regardless. Now, when we get in that third earth age, the book opens. The book is not opening up for the righteous. Now, the judgment book is written for the unrighteous. So we see this. Now, I want to go somewhere with you. Ephesians 2, I'm only going to read verses 8 and 9, because saved is a gift. It's not anything that you have physically worked for. It's a gift from our Father. It reads in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. We're talking about the ones who are going to be saved. Those are the ones from above, okay, that came from above. It tells us, verse 8, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift from our Father, not of works, lest anyone should boast." Being saved is a gift. It's a gift. Many times in the scripture it'll say something, it'll say, even the devils believe. Well, yeah, they believe. Because many people don't understand who the devils are in the scripture. Anyone who is a terror, who is a disobedient spirit, is a child of the devil. But they believe, they're reading out the same book. If they do not become an overcomer, if they do not become an overcomer, their salvation chance is just gone, because they'll be saved when the books get open, judgment. And while you're in the flesh, you must come to this truth of our Father's word, which is spiritual. It says that a woman will compass a man, talking about Israel turning back to Yahushua. You must be obedient. When he came and he fulfilled the prophets and the law, he told you the law was spiritual. He told you that. And many people want to stick in the flesh. You have to be an obedient spirit. If he says spiritual, it's spiritual. No questions, no nothing. It is what it is. You have to be obedient to what he says. Not what the world says, not what flesh says, but what our Father says. So he lets us know that, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift from our Father. It's not of works, lest anyone should boast." The saving is from sin. Where does the sin reside, family? Well, it's in our flesh. Our flesh and our spirit is what's warring. The battles that are spoken of in the scripture, especially in the New Covenant, is speaking of a physical a spiritual battle between the spirit and the flesh. Flesh is sin, and it brings forth death. Yahushua is spirit and life, and brings forward to salvation. We are getting a free gift of being saved from our flesh, saved from sin. But when we get to that third earth age, remember, in a twinkle of an eye, we're going to be changed. The ones who have a spirit will be in that third earth age, but then comes the judgment on these spirits. I can go to the scripture. I'm just speaking just out of my head right now, so I can't give you all this where all these are at, but you know you read them, and I've gone over them. It'll say that the one who didn't know but sin, he gets few stripes, but the one who knew and did sin, many stripes. There are certain people's names written in the book of life. Prayfully, it will remain in the book of life. But if you have a blemish, which means sin, you stayed in the flesh, you have to go through that judgment book. Okay? But as far as the gift, everybody who is of Israel, even if you're not really operating like Israel, but you are of Israel. You were sent from above. You have a spirit that was sent from our Father, whether it be obedient or disobedient. The Word says we're saved. The flesh is saved. We're saved from sin. Okay? So, let's go. We got to stay on the same. You see, when you go through the scriptures, I don't want y'all forgetting any parts because then you won't get it. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Got to remember these things, family, when going through the Word. It reads, "The thing that hath been is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there's no new thing under the sun. Thing whereof it may be said, see, oh, this is new. It hath already been of old time, which was before us. There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after." Family, this is another way of saying this. I'm going through these scriptures. I'm praying y'all understanding what the Father's Word says. We can go to Matthew 6, verse 10. The Father says, and it's in the prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Now, the world, they will term up that understanding of as above, so below. They're not wrong with it, but what the Father is letting you know, what you're seeing on earth, that is what is going to be in heaven. There's nothing new here. What you see on earth, this earth ain't changing. This earth is going to go through a different dimension change. Heaven, the kingdom, is coming with Yahushua to the earth, but it's all going to be in a spiritual dimension. So the Father says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth." It's going to happen on earth as it is in heaven, just like in heaven. So there will be no, there's nothing changing. Whatever you see in the scriptures where it calls the people who are obedient, those are children or sons of the Most High. And then everybody else was known as a Gentile. You're going to be either in one group or the other. But you will have a spirit. You're going to be an obedient spirit. They call them Jews sometimes, or Israel sometimes, or Hebrews sometimes. But you're going to be an obedient spirit versus a disobedient spirit, a stranger, a sojourner, okay, an alien. You're alienated from the commonwealth because of the disconnect from the Father, not knowing him. But can you know him? Yes, you can. While you're alive in the flesh, you got a time. Now is your time to get this right. Let's go a little further. I want to bring this forward so that people get this. Now, it tells us, and I'm going all over with this because of time's sake. I don't know how to bring it to you but this way, so I'll bring it to you the way I can, and we'll just fill out the blanks. Go to Luke 16. Luke 16, I'm going to be reading chapter 19 through 31. Now, many of you guys have heard about Lazarus and the rich man. I just want to read it and give some clarity because it tells you so much here. As above, so below, like the world likes to say, but everything that's going to happen in this earth is going to be happening just like what's happening in heaven, as in heaven. So we're talking the same thing. Check out what happens here. In Luke 16, verses 19 to 31, dealing with Lazarus and the rich man. It says, verse 19, "There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen." So you know this rich man was of Israel. This is our history book, family. Come on. He said, "And fared sumptuously every day." He lived a good life. "And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus," also a Hebrew, "which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores." Now, family, I will stop for a second just to throw it in so that you guys can understand this. Apparently, Lazarus was of, I want to say, Judah, or the ones who knew better. Lazarus knew better, okay? When you read this, you will know that, the rich man knew better. He would be of Judah. Lazarus would be what they would call a Gentile. just like that Gentile woman came to Yahushua and said, can we eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table? Because she said, even dogs eat from their master's plates. Same thing is being said here. Let's read it. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fare sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man died also, and was buried. Now, both of them died. Let's see what happens. Verse 23. And in hell, this rich man, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom, cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou, in thy lifetime, receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, now this is the rich man, he says, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Remember, this place of torment had fire. Okay, let's understand what's being said here. In verse 29, Abraham said unto the rich man, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Well, oh, my grandson's crying. I hope this doesn't interrupt the lessons, family. But he says, what's wrong? Okay. Shh. Here, take this. That's one for you. See? There you go. That's good? Okay, baby. All right. Pray for I can get on with this lesson because he looked like he didn't do something. I tell you what, I'm bringing my brother Jerome on. Let him talk for a second. I'm going to go take care of my grandson. Hold on a second, family. Brother Jerome, I'm going to bring you on just for some commentary. Brother Jerome.
Shalom. Shalom.
Hey, brother. Let me go take care of my grandson. You want to talk to the family for a second?
Oh, sure. Is
okay,
my phone
brother,
acting
I'll
up?
Right back. I'll be right back.
I think my phone acting up.
I'll be right back. Go ahead and talk. I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, shalom, family. I hope all is well. This is actually a good show, sister. It's given through the Father. Praise the Father for her. You know, this story about the rich man and Lazarus is truly a good story and a message
back.
To us. Oh, okay.
I can see I put him on the spot, family. I don't want to put him on the spot because I do want him to commentary a little bit later. Oh, and they already gave him my... So, family, I tell you what. I'm going to get back to the lesson, brother. I'm going to put you on park. I'm going to bring you back on. Hold on a second, family. Okay, let me go ahead and put him back on park. That's how it is when you have kids. Y'all know how it is. Okay, now... Just so everybody knows, if you want to listen by phone, the number is 646-595-4111. All right, we're going to continue. I thank you, brother. So we're back to reading about this rich man, and he's seen, it says in verse 23, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. This is hell, being torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said,
son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed. Now, there will be in the third earth age between our people, the obedient and the disobedient, a separation. A separation. Some, the scriptures read that the people of the Most High, and then it talks about the Gentiles, two separate of the fathers. One will be serving the other. Many people don't get this. You're going to get it today, but you're also going to get where hell is. So we got this separation area going on called the Gulf, the Great Gulf. But he says, besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that will come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. Send Lazarus to my father's house to warn them, is what he's saying. So Abraham says, excuse me, oh my goodness, I don't know what's gotten into him. He was fine just till I had this lesson. Okay, fam, let me try to get it out. I hope you can hear me past this noise. Okay, then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment, also known as a place where there's fire, where he's being tormented, and is separated by what the scriptures say in the book of Luke, a great gulf. So Abraham says unto him, they have, the ones who are still living in the flesh, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Now, our brother went into telling you this. I'll rehash it. Many people are destroyed for lack of knowledge according to the Father's word. Many people believe that they have knowledge, but many people are speaking flesh and they have the knowledge of this world. The lack of knowledge that the Father is speaking of is his spirit, his spiritual knowledge. Okay? This is why when there's a famine in the land, those who are in the flesh will not hear the spirit of truth. Just won't hear it. Okay? So Abraham told him, the ones that are alive, they have Moses and the prophets. Well, Yahushua came to fulfill not only Moses and the prophets. Moses is the law. The prophets that he came to fulfill, you know, that was of old covenant. So the law and the prophets, Yahushua came to fulfill, those are spiritual. So it says, let them hear. Let them hear what? Let them hear the spirit speak. Not the words of flesh, alert people that are doing things that are unrighteous. They don't know that they're doing these things unrighteous, because many are going to say, hey, haven't we done this, Yahushua? And he's going to say, get away from me, I never knew you. They're going to be trying to enter in. We're going to get to that. I just wanted y'all to get this. Pay attention to what's being said. So Abraham says unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. That's another way of saying they have what was fulfilled by Yahushua, the law and the prophets. That's all spiritual. Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. Abraham said to him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, if they don't hear the spiritual, if they can read the physical, but if they're not getting by the spirits, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And that was Yahushua. He is a spirit. And what he came to do was save us from our sins, save us from the flesh, this dimension. He said all Israel will be saved, but not all Israel is of Israel. We got the obedient spirits and we got the disobedient spirits. But those who have an ear will hear the spirit. Okay? Right now is your time to hear the spirit. That's up to you what you want to do. Be obedient to the Father, because I can read it all in his word. I can read where he tell you, look, if this one's doing that, hey, he ain't from the Father. The Father will say, I never sent you. But many will get upset when I point these people out. When I bring stuff forward and nobody else is speaking this, instead of them rejoicing that they have heard truth and the Spirit, they tell you how everybody else is saying it's something else. They all say the same thing, but they ain't saying what you say. Duh. Have you not read the book? So it says, Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, But if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, if they don't hear the Spirit, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. So, you see, family, this right here is an understanding, basically, of the lake of fire. Get out the curtain. This is understanding of the lake of fire and the kingdom. We're gonna tie it in together for you. I don't know if I have enough time to do too much time today, but you go ahead, make sure you write those scriptures down, and later I'm going to refer back to these scriptures, okay? And it's going to be the same thing said, the same thing. You're going to see, and I pray that you guys are understanding that you got to know what happened in the beginning. When they lie and throw the leaven that we all the same, you can't get this understanding. It makes no sense to you. When the people in the churches say they're spiritual, some of these Hebrews say they're spiritual, but they do all this stuff of the flesh. And they tell you revelations, and it's doctrine of men. It's no different from what the world teaches you, basically. It's stuff of the flesh. Because nobody is going to the truth of Genesis. There's too much leaven being out there, family. When we look at words that are symbolic, but the understanding is there if you rightly divide the word, you'll know what's the difference between saved and salvation. Who gets what? You know, who is this book for? So whoever the book's for is who's going to get saved. And also, out of those, all Israel will be saved, but not all Israel's of Israel, meaning that not all Israel will get salvation. Okay? The kingdom. The kingdom is described in many ways in the scripture. And the lake of fire as well. But all that is in the third earth age. But you got to know. You got to understand these words. I'm going to bring on my brother because I want to make sure that in case I didn't say something, he is able to fill in the points. I want to make sure that he has time to speak. Okay, and I'm going to move on after that. We're into the second, or we're into the next last 15 minutes. We have about 7 minutes left. Okay, Shabbat Shalom, Brother Jerome. Did you want to add anything at this point, brother?
I just wanted to say something real briefly, sister. Yep. I want to talk about what we're already discussing, the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man had all the joys of this world, of this life. And that's what we got to get. We got to kind of get away from, you know, desiring everything of this world. It's not a bad thing to want things, but when it consumes you, all these worldly desires and stuff, it's a bad thing because it pulls you into having a world like mine. And the Father doesn't want us to do that. You know, the Father says that in His Word, He says that the suffering of our present time is not, it won't even be compared for what He has in store for us. So we got to look not for worldly things, but the spiritual things, because, you know, if we do some suffering now, then we will rejoice and we will reign with the Father in the Spirit. And we just got to be, you know, of the same mind, Kodesh, and love one another. Even though this fight may be hard, you have to put on the whole body armor, you know, to be able to stand. And we got each other back. And we have to love each other, you know, and be on one accord. And I'll be praying for the family, and I hope the family prays for me. And shalom. Thank you very much, sister, for letting me speak.
All right, my brother. Thank you. Now, I'm going to add to what he just said. Now, don't think anything's wrong with having things in this earth, this world, world age. Nothing's wrong with that. But what you must do first is seek the kingdom. Be obedient. Seek the kingdom. Everything else follows. If you got money, that's nothing wrong with having money. It's just sometimes the lust of the money, the lust of things overtake you. Because then you're not obedient to what the Father has told you to do. You know, as long as you are seeking the kingdom first and being obedient to everything that's in this word that our Father says, there's nothing wrong with having things in this world, family. There's nothing at all. When he said to die to yourself, many people say, you got to die to yourself. Well, what they're saying is the flesh has died. We get crucified in the flesh because we're spirits. We're speaking spirit. So we're getting crucified by who? Well, by our own people. That's what this whole book's about. You got disobedient spirits coming against obedient spirits. He told you in Romans 9, I think it was, I didn't read it all, but it says that the ones who are now still in the flesh and they're disobedient, they're enemies to you because of the word. We pray for them. That's our brethren. That's only the ones who have a spirit, but they have gone in the way of Cain. So we're looking at everything, family. We've got to understand this is our history book. If you don't understand that bit, I told you, the Father gave me that a long time ago. And when I say that, I'm not saying that just to throw some around. Oh, a new expression. No, the Father told me this is our history book. It's a book of spirits, okay? And it's meant for each and every person who has a spirit that was sent from above. The world can lie to you, but we can read in the book what the Father says. But see, those who have an ear will hear. And you're not going to hear the flesh. You're going to hear the spirit. Okay? Now, we have about, I guess I got 4 minutes left, so I'm going to go try to get a little bit further. I want to take you guys to this understanding. When you go to Luke 23, verse 43, Yahushua, he was being crucified. Okay? He was hanging on a tree. And there was another man who had the spirit, okay? I don't like to use the word Jews and Gentiles or Israel and Judah because when I use those words, it eliminates there were some of the Father's people who operated in the spirit because he always had a remnant both in Israel as well as in Judah, okay? So the truth is the bulk of them, did sin, but there was always a remnant because both the prophets were coming out of all these tribes. The apostles were coming out of all these tribes, not just Judah. So what I like to say, which is what the book is telling you, but they don't put it that way, okay, and they don't teach spirit. They teach souls and this and that, but look, we're talking about spirits. This book is a continual, it's like something round globe. It goes round and round in a circle. Nothing's changing, only the era. In the beginning, we were in a set-apart location known as the garden, okay? That Garden of Eden was a set-apart location. We were with the Father talking to him, okay? That's when we were in the spirit. When we came into the flesh, now we had prophets speaking to Yahushua as well. We would get the information. And we were still set apart in a land in the physical, and that land was called Israel. That land was called Jerusalem. That was the capital for us. So now we're getting ready to go into this third earth age, but this third earth age is known by many names in the scripture. It's called the New Jerusalem, the New Heaven, New Earth. It's called, paradise. That's one word it's called because what is said in Luke 23, verse 43, Yahushua told the man, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." If you go look up the word paradise, it's Strong's, let's see, Greek 3857, it means garden, heaven. Remember the scripture that says, absent in the body is present with our Father. We're spirits. Go back to the book of Enoch. We don't remain on this earth. We go back up to the Father who sent us. See, people, if you don't distinguish that the book is talking about two different creations on this earth realm. What was always in the earth, well, that was the male and female that was never given the spirit. Now, out of his own people, well, the devil crept in. They went into the ways of the world, just like Cain. That's what Cain got him a wife. So now we're dealing with either you're going to be of this world or do as Yahushua said, take off the coats of flesh, start operating out the spirit. Okay, family? I can't go any further right now. We're going to run out of time. Hey, till next time. Everybody, stay in the Father's Word. Shabbat Shalom.